Joe Biden's ATF are seizing muzzle devices. Let's talk about that. It's crazy. First, I want to talk about the sponsor, that's CMMG. They make phenomenal things here in America. Great tools, conversion kits, different sizes, different colors. CMMG. You know where to find them. Use my code GNG10 to save huge. They get a ton of new products. They have a bunch of cans as well. And they have muzzle devices. Let's talk about what's going on here. The last couple of weeks, about 10, 12 days, I got a couple of messages saying, hey, Jared, ATF is going around and potentially seizing muzzle devices. Well, I thought that was crazy because all they are just pieces of metal that don't do anything to a gun. They don't silence anything. They don't make it invisible. They don't make it longer or shorter unless it's pin and welded. But what was going on? I was trying to scour the internet, but then I had to travel to Nashville, so I was kind of out in the wilderness with no signal. I think we've got the information now. First, I want to show you the letter that is making its way around to some people who potentially have purchased these three types of muzzle devices. And I want you to be aware that it's probably time to contact a solid Second Amendment attorney. Here's the letter that's going around from ATF to the people who purchased these items. And then we're going to tell you how they got this information. It says the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is responsible for enforcing federal firearms laws. ATF has received information that you have acquired one or more firearm silencer devices marketed as muzzle brakes, specifically models M074, 079, or 099 from KBC Capital LLC, doing business as Lethal Eye. These items have been classified as firearm silencers that were unlawfully manufactured and or unlawfully imported into the United States. Furthermore, firearm silencers cannot be transferred without prior approval from ATF. Due to their illegal manufacture and or importation, the possession and or subsequent registration of these devices in the National Firearms Registration and Transfer Record is also a violation of law. The unlawful receipt and possession of any of these devices is a felony violation of federal law. These devices are subject to seizure and forfeiture by the federal government. Your continued possession of any of the devices could result in criminal prosecution. Any further acquisition or possession of such devices may subject you to prosecution as well. The Gun Control Act of 1968, as amended Title 18 U.S.C. Section 921 Alpha 25, defines the term firearm silencer and firearm muffler as, quote, any device for silencing, muffling, or diminishing the report of a portable firearm, including any combination of parts designed or redesigned and intended for the use in assembling or fabricating a firearm silencer or a firearm muffler, and any part intended only for use in such assembly or fabrication. Then it says silencers are subject to the National Firearms Act, Title 26 U.S.C. Chapter 53, 5801. The National Firearms Act requires those manufacturing, importing NFA weapons to pre-register with ATF or receive prior approval for the manufacturer slash import. The NFA also prohibits the transfer of ownership slash possession of any NFA weapon without prior approval from ATF. The above mentioned silencers, at least one of which was transferred to you, were not lawfully manufactured slash imported or transferred. All right, that should be concerning for people who have purchased these items. Now, Lethal Eye. Lethal Eye is a company in New Hampshire, and when I went to their website, it was down. I'm assuming the ATF has taken the website down, but that might have just be down for a myriad of reasons. That's what I'm assuming, because anytime ATF does something like this, those websites seem to go down because the items offered for sale on there have been deemed illegal by the Gestapo, who are not elected by our brethren here in the country. So if you do the searchy thing online, these are the three muzzle devices they're talking about. Here is the M074. You can see it was marketed as a 1/2 by 28 pitch, 18 port guild muscle brake recoil reducer, and they were $61. Here's the M079, which is a 5.8 to 24 pitch, 18 port guild muzzle brake recoil reducer, and it was $60. And here is the third one, the M99. It's a muzzle brake, 308, 5.8 to 24 TPI, 6 inch length, 7075 aluminum precision recoil. And it was $100. And you look at that one, as well as the previous two, and you kind of understand where ATF might be heading with this one. It would appear that all one would have to do would be to have a tube go over that, and it would appear to be a suppressor. Now, is ATF able to do this stuff? Are they violating one's laws? We are all in the same boat. But I want you to know that if you have one of these items by Lethal Eye, ATF has your information, because you probably bought it online using a credit card, and the payment companies have sold out Americans time and time again. So, if you have one of these, I would say call a solid, reputable Second Amendment attorney and have a conversation with them. Because ATF has said, if you have one of these, you are in possession of an illegally transferred suppressor, and your possession of that, or your attempt to get rid of that, transfer it, or trash it, unless you're Hunter Biden, would be something they could throw you in jail for. This is an NFA violation, 10 years in prison, and a whole ton of money. So, why don't you get the information? There it is. Pass it on. Help this channel break through the algorithm by liking the video, sharing it, and subscribe. Help me get to that 700,000 subscriber mark for my birthday, which is July 25th, by smashing that subscribe button down below. It's free. Doesn't cost you anything. Just keeps you in the loop. And I appreciate your time. Guys and gals, you are your own first responder. Not the ATF. They will never be there to help you. In fact, if they do show up, they probably have something else in mind. See you on the next one. Take care.